This is a Fox News alert. I'm Joe Giro. Federal officials have assured depositors of the failed Silicon Valley Bank they will have access to their money. Regulators also taking other actions to shore up deposits and stem any broader financial fallout. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on CBS's Face the Nation.
We want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create contagion to others that are sound. And a goal always of supervision and regulation is to make sure that contagion can't occur.
State regulators closed New York-based Signature Bank today, now the third largest bank failure in U.S. history behind SVB. Signature customers being assured they will get their money as well. South Korea says North Korea conducted a submarine-launched cruise missile test. The latest launch comes a day before the U.S. and South Korea will begin large-scale joint military drills that Pyongyang views as a rehearsal for invasion. As one round of wet, soggy weather moves out of California, another round is set to move in. The new storm could worsen severe flooding that overwhelmed the area in recent days, including a levee failure. March Madness is set. Alabama, Houston, Kansas, and Purdue are the number one seeds, with Alabama the overall top seed. Action in the 68-team tournament begins Tuesday. South Carolina is the number one overall seed in the women's NCAA tournament. The NASCAR Cup Series hailed from Phoenix Raceway in Arizona today for its first short track race of the season.
And for the second week in a row, William Byron comes off turn four. Checkered flag Byron. I cannot believe he came back and won that race.
Courtesy of Fox Sports, Ryan Blaney came in second with Tyler Reddick finishing third. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
A federal judge last week ruled in favor of Florida and struck down the Biden administration's use of parole to free illegal migrants caught crossing the border. Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
And they are using this idea of parole, and they are converting it into a way to nullify our immigration laws.
The Biden administration has been doing it since 2021, claiming it eases detention system overcrowding. An arrest has been made in a murder of a bank teller in California more than 25 years ago.
A joint investigation involving the FBI leading to the arrest of 55-year-old Kevin Ray James of San Bernardino. Two men dressed as construction workers holding up Western Financial Bank in Thousand Oaks on April 28, 1997. One of the robbers fatally shooting 39-year-old bank teller Monica Leach in the back of the head while handcuffing her. The suspects escaping on foot after crashing their getaway vehicle. Investigators employing improved DNA analysis in their search for the suspects. Authorities planning to provide details of the arrest this week. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
A late police detective's daughter is charged with stealing $246,000 in pension payments after his death.
New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says Elaine Bertolino, whose dad was Nassau County Police Detective Joseph Bertolino on Long Island, continued to collect his pension payments for 4.5 years after he died at the age of 69 back in 2014. A watchdog group says Bertolino used the checks to buy a $70,000 Mercedes-Benz and a $500,000 7-bedroom home. The pension payments were supposed to stop upon her dad's death, but investigators say Bertolino never notified the state retirement system when her dad died. Elaine Bertolino has pled not guilty, claiming the matter was a misunderstanding. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.